Restaurants are just going to be overloaded. People are going to have short tempers. Be nice. Remember that the people are working on a holiday, that they would rather be home with their family. So a little patience is involved.
Be nice is a pretty good philosophy in general.
It is, but we forget it.
We do. It's sadly easy to forget in all the hustle and bustle of life. Now, I understand that there are a couple of different kinds of brunch, which is a popular meal for Easter. Am I right?
Of course. You can have either the a la carte menu, as you would any other time, choose an appetizer, an entree, dessert. It's all up to you. Or there's the table d'hôte, where you are paying a prefix amount and you get all of those things. You get an appetizer or a salad, entree, dessert. And then there's the buffet.
What are some of the most popular dishes for Easter dining?
People tend to look for ham or lamb. I don't know why, but those are the Easter foods. One thing to keep in mind, because as we said before, it's a really big day for restaurants, so make your reservations now if you haven't already.
I'm guessing there'll be a fair amount of restaurants open for Easter. Could you run us down a couple of your favorites?
Truffles Grill in Winter Park Village. Nice little casual place. It'll be off the menu, and the food there is good. White Wolf Cafe, their basic Sunday brunch menu. Nothing out of the ordinary. Now, Tap Room at Dub's Dread, one of my favorite little casual restaurants, they're doing a buffet that they don't usually do. They're going to have a carving station with the leg of lamb, turkey, and their salmon for the people who don't like the meat. Grand Bohemian usually does a Sunday brunch, but they're moving it to their grand ballroom, so they're expecting a lot of people. Ocean Prime on Sand Lake Road. Wolfie's Pizzeria, a new place in Ivanhoe Village, if you want pizza for your Easter meal.
Why not?
The Palm Steakhouse, it's down at the Hard Rock Hotel. Mainly meat there. It's not a great place for vegetarians, but then, you know, steakhouses rarely are.
True.
And Columbia, down in Celebration, they're going to be doing a special menu, and they'll have roast leg of lamb and that sort of thing.
Any favorites off that list?
If I were going to brave the crowds, I think I would probably do Tap Room.
Here's something else that I've learned from you about holidays. Expect the restaurant to be running late, and it's not their fault.
Exactly. You know, taking reservations is not an exact science. And when you get family members together and people who haven't seen each other for a long time together, they can take longer with their meal. So 2.5 hours, and they've got another group waiting for that table. There's nothing they can do about it. They can't go and say, your time is up, you must go. I know restaurants that do that. There's one in New York called the Hourglass Cafe. They actually take an hourglass and put it on your table. It's like, you know, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Something horrible is going to happen when the sand runs out.
The flying monkeys come down from the ceiling and pull you out of there.
But they don't do that around here.
So much pressure.
But for the diners, be aware, too. Your table is going to be needed for the next group. And so be nice. When you're done eating, leave.
Nicely.
Be nice. We started out saying this. Be nice.
Be nice.
It's a nice thing to do.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.